Hachette Audio presents The Open Heart Club, a story about birth and death and cardiac surgery. Written and read by Gabriel Brownstein. For Marcia, Lucy, and Eliza, and in memory of my father, Shale Brownstein. Part 1. Near Encounters with the Real. 1. By the time his son Danny was born, Ludwig Spandau had lived 3 lives. He was 53 years old, with a young new wife, Sally, and a year-old daughter named Ruthie. He rented a walk-up apartment in Flatbush, Brooklyn, and worked on Long Island as a pharmaceutical chemist. He was a refugee, once divorced and once widowed. He spoke English with a thick German accent. Most of the people he had known had been murdered. On his forearm, he had frightening scars where, so his son later suspected, Ludwig had removed his concentration camp tattoo. Ludwig had been born to well-to-do Berlin Jews. His family had owned a paper business. He had served as a radio man in World War I in a U-boat. After the war, he had attended Humboldt University in Berlin when Albert Einstein was on the faculty. Ludwig liked to dance. He met a girl named Friedel at a dance hall in Berlin in 1922 and got her pregnant. Their daughter, Inga, was born in 1923, and not long after her birth, the couple came to terms on a divorce. Soon after the divorce from Friedel, Ludwig married again, and his second wife, Lani, converted to Judaism. They were assimilated cosmopolitan people, raising 2 boys. The Nazis came to power, and Lani was murdered by the SS, and Ludwig's father was killed at the concentration camp at Sachsenhausen. Ludwig, strong and able, was kept in Berlin, a slave on a work crew, repairing the city's roads when they were bombed. After the war, he and his 2 boys, who had been hiding in Bavaria, were reunited by the Jewish agency in London, and all 3 came to the United States together in 1948. Ludwig.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?